Warning, this episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Within the Trenches. This is going to be episode 79, and I'm going a little bit out of order, but after recording episode 80, a milestone for the show, I had to post it up right away. Steve of Fairfax County 911 out of Virginia, he had an excellent story, and if you haven't listened to it yet, make sure you you check it out. It's an excellent story that he has. You know, it's about 56 years worth of dispatch stories, his experience. So we're going to be doing another episode shortly. We got to reschedule and do some more, but we'll be getting to that one soon, a little later on. And for today's episode was going to be with Misty, who's a dispatcher and admin for 911 dispatchers. Did I really say that? And this is a community group on Facebook, but we had to reschedule there, and she'll be on for a future episode, so I'm looking forward to that. But today's guest is a good friend of mine. He's been on the show before. We've had a lot of fun, and we're going to have some fun today talking about some 911 silly and or ridiculous calls. He is the North Central Regional Director for National NENA and the Director for Vigo County out of Indiana. How's it going, Rob?
It is going great. What's up, Ricardo?
Oh, man. You know, it has been a long time. It's been a while.
It has. I think last time we did a show was at National in Nashville. So,
jeez, that was a while back. When was that? Like July?
June of last year. So
it was in June? Holy crap. Yep, well, so this one along with more. And then Indiana NENA is coming up as well, right? When is that?
It is April the 13th through the 17th at the Indy Marriott East. Everybody that is in Indiana or the surrounding states needs to make your reservations and come down. We have a good time. And you will be there set up presenting and also doing a show, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. I'm going to get to do a talk that I did last September, and that was for the 911 for 911 conference that's put on by Success Communications, and it was called Keep Broadcasting Your Message. And actually, they gave me the name. I also didn't know that I was going to be the opening speaker in the beginning.
I didn't realize you were the opening speaker. It's like,
Yeah, I was the opening speaker to start it off, and I was trying to think of a good name, and they had posted up a name already. I was like, you know what? That is perfect. And I said, everything that I'm going to be talking about is perfect. So I'm bringing that talk to the Indiana NENA conference, and I'll be talking about that there. It's more of a motivational, inspirational type thing, talking about how I got from where I was at in the beginning of dispatch all the way to where I'm at now as an industry partner within digital telecom. And dude, I, like every dispatcher, hit that rut, a time of I was there like 6-7 years, and I was done, man. I loved what I was doing, but it was just crazy. Like I just didn't want to be there anymore. But there's a lot of stuff that I went through, so I don't want to go too much more into it because it'll give a lot of it away. And so I'll be talking about that there. And then I will be doing the show as well. I think we're going to end up doing the show inside the conference, or I'm sorry, not the conference room, the vendor hall during that time. And so that should be good. That should be a good switch for me, because before I was in the hallway, so it'll be good to be there. And and welcome back. I saw that you moved away.
Sorry, somebody knocked on my door, so
it's all good, man.
I'm sitting in my office, so I had to Oh, my door, so. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, we are both in our offices at the moment doing this. So,
yeah, Ricardo in Fort Wayne and me in Terre Haute, which is about 3 hours between the two of us. And technology rocks. I tell you what, that's
Man.
Next to each other.
Yeah, for a little bit there, I was kind of rambling. I didn't know what else to say. I saw you get up, and I was like, okay, what else am I going to say? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to move from this place to this place.
It's going to be better you being in the in the industry partner area, though. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Hopefully, I'll be able to get some industry partners on as well, just to kind of talk about what they're doing and stuff. You know, maybe get in some sponsorship things. Yeah,
there you go. keep the show rolling. Yeah, exactly. Rolling.
That's what I'm talking about. I went a little.
You're out of up north, and you're not from there anyway.
So, I know. But, yeah, I'm not from up there, but going into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you hear that a lot.
Yes.
A boot and a.
Eh?
Yeah. Ricardo, you're just a troll, eh? I'm like, yeah, I am a troll. I'm under the bridge. That's what they say. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Because you're from under the bridge?
Exactly, yeah. Anyone under the actual bridge is a troll, except I was a local troll at the time because I was living there.
I'm following you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So, in reference to the conference, though, like Rob was saying, anybody from Indiana or surrounding states, you should definitely check it out. They have an excellent time. I hail from Michigan, however, Indiana puts on a really good show. We had a lot of fun, and if you want to check it out, you know, register or anything else to look at what was on there from last year, go to INNA.org, and that's INNEA.org, and you can check out everything there. They also have a new website, and the show is on there as well for episodes that we did last year, and you'll dig it. Especially check out the one that I did with Rob and Terry. We had
oh my god, that was the best freaking time ever. It was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a very, very good episode. Dude, we laughed the whole way through, even though we were talking about serious things. It was awesome to be able to share all those stories with you guys. It was great.
Yes, it was amazing.
So we are going to get into some silly and or ridiculous calls, and one of the first calls I want to play is from a friend and fan of the show, and in the beginning of this episode as well, I played, well, Rob and I didn't hear it, of course. I'll add it in post-production, but but in the beginning of this episode, there was a warning, because a couple of these calls will have some swearing and stuff in it. So if you don't dig swearing, you know, can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen.
At least the warning is not because of my language this time. It's because of the actual call. So.
Right. So this first call is called, well, I named it the suck it call.
Okay, I got you.
And I made sure, I purposely did not share this tape with you because I wanted you to be surprised. Okay. And we have to hear it all the way through the end to get the full effect. So,
okay.
All right. So here we go.
Yes. Can I have the police?
Okay. Yeah. You just hung up. I was trying to call you back. What's going on there?
This lady's over here throwing stuff all around the place. She's going to rip her shirt talking about I did it. Listen.
What's your name, sir?
My name is.
Okay. What's her name?
Yeah.
Okay. What's her birthday?
Say it again, sir.
What's her birthday?
I don't know. I don't know all of that. I don't know.
Does she stay with you?
Well, she's visiting this young lady here.
Okay. All right, we'll get somebody over there, sir, okay?
Yeah, because, sir, it's ridiculous. She doesn't mess this lady placed up, man. She done threw the lotion everywhere.
She threw the lotion everywhere?
Yeah, she threw the lotion all on me, everywhere.
She put lotion all over you?
All over me.
All right, let me write that down.
She's going to tell me to suck her pussy. I'm not.
She told you to do what?
Suck her pussy, and her mother's dead. So I told her to tell her mother to suck her pussy. So now she gets mad
to have her mother do that. Okay, and I'm gonna go now. Somebody will be there shortly.
I'm going now. Okay, I'm going now. Let's disconnect that one quicker.
So I have to say right off the bat, that, and I should have said it before I played this, is that I made sure to keep in the parts where the dispatcher asks his name and her name and everything else, because for some reason I was like in QA mode. I was like, no, I want to make sure that's in there. So if anyone says anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So I took out which PD it actually came from. And then I took out the names and, you know, anything that would get us in trouble. But So what do you think about that?
I tell you, that's that one's crazy. That's I don't know why anybody would call to do that type of thing.
Right.
Or say that. And then it's like, that dispatcher was, I don't know. That one just kind of is kind of mind blowing because, well, people call for stupid shit all the time. I mean, that's what it is. That's what they do. But that's one that I've never heard anything like that before. I mean, that was crazy. I'm kind of speechless on that one, to tell you the truth. And that doesn't usually happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. You've always got something to say.
I've always got something to say, but do we know anything else? What happened?
No, actually, to be honest with you, when he sent that to me and I listened to it, I was busting up so hard. I sent him a message back and I was like, dude, you did a good job, man, because I probably would have gotten a little annoyed. But
oh yeah, exactly.
I was like, you were calm. You did well, because you were also, you know, not so much favoring him, but, you know, saying, oh, well, she did that. Really? That's what happened? Okay, well, you know, like, keep going. You know, keep telling me more.
it's like, hold on. Let me slower. Talk slower. Right. And quieter. Tell me more.
So I didn't ask him, you know, what the result was. I should have, but just that alone was hilarious. And I was telling him, I sent him an email yesterday, and I said, you know, I'm going to play these tapes. And I'd asked him beforehand. I asked, you know, permission if I could play the tapes. And he's like, yeah, for sure. You know, go for it. You know, as long as you take out, you know, all the main parts, you know, where it actually happened, which PD took it, and the names and stuff, you know, you can go ahead and do it. And I was like, excellent. So I did it. And I never asked what happened afterwards, but he was saying the tapes are hilarious. He goes, you're going to dig it. And I can't wait to hear them again.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think we need to hear it again.
Okay. Right. All right. Here
can
we go.
Can we play it again?
Yes, definitely. Here we go. And then you can tell me how you would have dealt with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. And I got to push play first for it to work. So let me push it again. All right,
Can I have the police?
Please? Okay, yeah, you just hung up. I was trying to call you back. What's going on there?
This lady's over here throwing stuff all around the place. She's going to rip her shirt, talking about I did it. Listen.
What's your name, sir?
My name is.
Okay, what's her name?
Yeah.
Okay, what's her birthday?
Say it again, sir.
What's her birthday?
I don't know. I don't know all of that. I don't know.
Does she stay with you?
She's visiting this young lady here.
She's a hooker.
Okay. Oh, you think so?
All right. We'll I think somebody so. Over there, sir, okay?
Yeah, because, sir, it's ridiculous. She done messed this lady placed up, man. She done threw the lotion everywhere.
She threw the lotion everywhere?
Yeah, she threw the lotion all on me, everywhere.
She put lotion all over you?
All over me.
All right, let me write that
down. She's
going
to tell me to suck up pussy. I'm not.
She told you to do what?
Suck up pussy, and her mother's dead. So I told her to tell her mother to suck up pussy. So now she gets
mad. And you said to have her mother do that. Okay, and I'm going to go now. Somebody will be there soon.
All right, thanks.
I'm going to go now. So, she put lotion all over him. Was it?
She threw lotion all over the place, yeah.
Was it Jerkins?
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo. What was it? I mean, her mother's
and that's
dead.
Our time, folks. That's our time.
And her mother's dead. I don't get that.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. If he says, like, and her mother's dead, or and her mother's there.
I think he said, and her mother's dead.
Let me see if I can rewind it to that spot. Hold on.
All right, let me write that down.
She's
going
to tell me to suck up pussy. I'm not.
She told you to do.
Excellent spot to start that.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Suck up pussy and her mother's dead.
Right there.
She said, he said his mother's dead. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Pussy and her mother's dead. So I told her to tell her mother to suck her pussy.
So he told her to tell her mother to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering.
What's it have to?
I have no idea, man.
Maybe it's
just. You said to have her mother do that. Okay. And I'm going to go now. Somebody will be there shortly.
I'm going to go now. I think that's a Northeast thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. But
so how would you have handled that?
I think I'd have handled it just like him. I'd have been like, you did what? And he did ask, what? And I'd have been like, okay, Because I probably would have done the same thing. He'd just hang up and was like, I'm done. We're done. We're out of here. Have a good time. Because, I mean, you just, how are you going to dispatch that? A domestic?
I guess, yeah.
I still think it's the gentleman was fraternizing a prostitute, and she was getting mad because he wanted something what she wasn't going to do. that's what I'm going with. I don't know.
I guess so.
Because he didn't say that she lived there. So she's visiting a young lady.
Yeah, visiting a young lady.
He didn't want to say visiting him because that jams him up on a, as being a John.
Well, and I don't know, man. He didn't want to give the D, it sounds like.
Exactly. Speaking of that. So I'm coming to work this morning, and I pass a car that's got a big D license plate on the front of it. And I just immediately start cracking up laughing, and I'm taking my son to school, and he asks what, and I said, don't worry about it, bud. But I'm thinking she's really a Detroit Tigers fan,
right?
Or she's a whore, because she's advertising that she wants the D. So,
and how are you going to say no to the D?
Exactly. Can't say no to the D. So I think guys need to get a Virginia plate or a Virginia Tech or something that's got a big V on it.
Like there you go.
So, and put the V on that. So I'm a Virginia fan.
Oh,
so
man. Get the V. Me too. Can't say no to the V. Jesus.
Oh,
man. And it's all about from this call. So thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you, people on that call. Oh, man. That's funny stuff. So
It's funny shit, man.
So the next call I have, it is a vampire call. Okay.
Vampire?
It's like, a vampire call.
Like True Blood type vampire, huh?
Yeah. But I don't know, man. I guess for me, all the vampires that they show presently are really lame. Like I want more of the vampires like in the '80s, like the Lost Boys.
I don't do scary movies. I can't do that. That's
what?
I can't do scary movies. I'm a big seeping because I just can't. I can't do scary movies.
Do you scream?
Probably. I don't know. I just never have. I've never been a fan of scary movies. I can't handle them. I don't do them.
Come on, guy.
Nightmares, and I just don't do it.
Well, how did you watch The Call then? Oh,
you went there.
Because it could be considered scary. Were you able to watch it? Some people couldn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Like, there's some people that I know that don't dig anything horror or suspense or thriller or anything like that.
No, I like suspense, that stuff, but I just can't do like. I don't do zombies. I don't do the Walking Dead. I don't do that stuff.
Let's say you were at the lake, and somebody was dressed up like Jason Voorhees and just jumped out of the lake and started running after you with an axe or a machete or something. Would you run, or would you stay and fight?
I'd probably stay and fight because I don't run.
Would you run from a scary movie?
I don't run from scary movies. I just don't watch them. I don't run from scary movies. I just don't watch them.
Okay,
just,
that's funny.
That's just the way it is.
See, this is good. We should do this more often.
I know, we should. But I just don't watch. I never have. I just have always. That's what it is. I don't. Like I said, I don't watch The Walking Dead. I don't watch that stuff.
That's lame because The Walking Dead is awesome.
Zombies creep me out. I can't do it. I don't play like the video games that have.
Can you imagine, like, if 28 days later actually happened and you were in the dispatch center and you guys were, you know, getting phone calls and you can hear, like, all this crazy stuff and people screaming?
It's like, I've never seen that movie, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You can imagine it, guy.
I can imagine. Well, I think I told before in one of the episodes that we had somebody that called in, from one of our big box stores that starts with a W and ends with a T in our city, that somebody called there saying that they had heard there was a zombie apocalypse and that store was closing. Was that true? They called dispatch wanted to know that. It's like, oh, we've heard there's a zombie apocalypse and that that store's closing because zombies have overtaken it.
What?
Yeah, it was. And I think I have that recorded somewhere. But I'm like,
oh man, dude, you need to FOIA that so we can
seriously
play that.
And the dispatcher was like, are you kidding me? They're like, no, that's what we heard. It's like, oh my God.
That's nuts, man. See, and what I took a call once where it was from the hospital, local hospital, and they called in saying that there was two guys that showed up there that were freaking out. They were yelling. They were saying that they had just escaped from this place where they had been held there. And there's a bunch of people that are sick and they weren't letting them leave. And it turned out that it was a blueberry farm, and they had all these migrant workers, and you know, they have all these little houses there. So yeah. We finally got the information out of them, and we send people over there to this place, and they're looking around, and I don't know what happened there, man, but they ended up finally finding a spot where it looked like it had just recently been cleaned up.
Really?
Yeah. There was no people in there anymore, but it looked like they had cleaned it up. And they ended up getting like the health department out there, and it was quiet out there for the longest time. Like, we were still doing our checks, but they didn't say anything else. And they ended up, you know, clearing and saying, oh, everything is actually fine out here. We're not sure. And nobody knows whatever happened with those people, man.
So like they had to do the whole Dexter type thing, and they were get the Luminol out and he was checking it. And
pretty much.
Do you watch Dexter?
Yes, I did. Okay. I loved that show. That was great, okay. Except for the ending.
Yeah, was that not the worst ending in the world?
That really pissed me off.
It was terrible.
Yeah, but I ended up writing a story about that based on that call, because during that time there was a fruit cannery in town that had all of this, like, they had like Aaron Brockovich come in and do stuff with that because they were suing because the water was making people like sick.
Yeah.
So I was using that as an angle, like that's what started the zombie apocalypse was that. But from the dispatch side. It was pretty good.
Pretty good. Way to go.
But you won't read it.
Good story.
Because you suck. So story. here's the vampire call. I don't think this will scare you. It'll make you laugh.
Yeah. I have an invasion of vampires in my home, please. I am alone.
You have an invasion of vampires in your home?
Yes, yes.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah. We're going to send somebody to help you.
Yeah, please, because I live alone. I am an old man.
Okay. Please. What's your name? Okay.
Appreciate it very much.
Okay, have you seen these vampires before, sir?
No.
No? What do they look like?
Big, like a bird. But
sir, are you talking about bats?
Bats.
You have bats in your home. Oh, there's a big difference between bats and vampires.
Because vampires aren't real.
Family anyway.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear what he said?
Please.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Sir, how many bats have you seen?
Okay, hold on. We'll go back to it.
Two. Oh. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you have two bats in your home.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they contained in a room?
I'm scared of it.
You're scared? Okay. Can you lock them in one of the rooms and you go to a separate room?
Yeah, but the problem is the guy is in my bedroom. I can't hide it. I can't go no place.
Can you shut the door in your bedroom?
It's the worst part because the one is outside in the living room, but the other one is hitting in my bedroom. So I cannot open it.
Oh, so you're kind of...
It's shitting in his bedroom?
Is there a neighbor?
I think so.
Wait in, so...
No, there is now another place that I can go.
Oh, okay.
It's only one bedroom.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, whatever.
We'll send somebody to help you.
Yes, appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the part that I wanted you to, that I mentioned. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find it here.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Big, like.
Okay. He's going to say big like a bird, and then she says her thing about bats, and then she says there's a big difference between vampires and bats. And what he says right after that, that's what you need to catch. So hopefully you can hear it.
bird, but it's a big.
Sir, are you talking about bats?
Bats.
You have bats in your home.
Bats.
Oh, there's a big difference between bats and vampires.
Well, look, it's the same family anyway.
Uh-huh. Same family. Oh, it's the same family anyway. Well, it's the same family anyway. Oh my God.
Oh man, that broke me there for a moment.
I mean, seriously, you just wonder what people think. I mean, I've been doing this job for a long time, 15 years. And I've been out of dispatch, actively dispatching for about 4 now. And you just wonder why people call in. I mean, you just like common sense. Common sense. People just have none anymore. It's like, seriously, folks, why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, I don't understand it either. You know, taking all those calls. And I mean, I know customer service, in a sense, is a big thing. If it's the first time they've called, we don't want to be dicks because,
then
they won't call back. But seriously.
Well, our job, and there's so many people that don't understand that our job is 98% customer service, and they don't think that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can't treat them like, seriously, you dipshit, why are you calling for something like that?
I hope that I rewound it in the right spot here. Hold on.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, I didn't get it.
Okay.
Same family anyway.
There it is. The same family anyway.
Same family anyway. Because bats are real and vampires are not.
Yeah, they're from the same family, man.
They're from the same family.
Some of them evolved to be able to be.
I think he has watched. What was the animated show that Adam Sandler did where they had bats and stuff, where the family was bats?
The animated show that Adam Sandler did?
Yeah, or he was the voice of the. It came out a couple years ago. You've got kids. I know you've seen it.
No, I've never seen it, man. I can't think of what it is. We'll have to look it up. But
I'm going to.
So while you're looking that up, so if they're from the same family, what is Count Chocula? Same family as well, then?
Oh man, I don't think so.
Or is he like? He's a hill rod.
He's a what?
A hill rod? You know, like hill folk.
Oh, I gotcha. No, I don't think so. I think he would be. He's your type.
Oh, my type.
That's what Count Chocula is.
Count Chocula is Hispanic. He's Mexican.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I'll take that. Yeah. That's either that or the other Count from Sesame Street. One.
When I went to, I haven't really sat down and done an episode with you since I was at I was in New Mexico last year in July or end of June for the Inlets conference.
Oh yeah, how'd that work out?
I was gonna text you when I was down there. I was like, holy cow, I'm seeing Ricardo everywhere as I was turning around. He's like, he's everywhere down here. I thought that was kind of, I probably shouldn't do that, but I know you would have laughed. But.
Oh, I did. I laughed right now and called you a dick.
Yeah, so it was funny shit.
That's good stuff. So did you find that show or what?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Well, while you're looking for that, I can tell you about this other call. So I found this. It's on, let's see, KTUU.com. So it's an NBC affiliate. I'm actually not sure what state it's out of. I'm looking for it right now. But
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, okay. I do know what that one is. I didn't know that dude did it, though. Hey, man, your voice just went out.
There's going to be a Hotel Transylvania 2 coming out.
Oh, there it is. I can hear you
sorry.
Now.
I coughed and had to put it on mute. So,
well, when I was looking at the video screen, it looked like you were about to vomit. So I was like, oh, man, here he comes.
It's the scary stuff.
Oh, he's going to vomit.
If you hurl in this.
It's KTUU, and they posted this back in, holy cow, they actually posted this Christmas Eve of 2013. I didn't even realize when they posted this, but they updated it just this past November. So they have like 34 different silly or ridiculous calls, and I'll end up posting this link so that everybody can check out all of them on there. I only picked a few of them, but so this first one is and it's a quick one, but all it says on there, there's no link to anything else, but all it says on there is, in November 2013, a Wisconsin man called 911 to ask for assistance in removing a woman from his bed who was snoring like a train. come on, man. Why? Why? What? That's what he chose. He chose to bring someone home, and
he didn't like the snoring, though.
Yeah, he didn't dig it. I mean, I guess, I don't know.
He would. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
So another one that's on here is, it's a guy who, I guess he escaped from jail in Iowa, and he ended up in Illinois. But okay, so what had happened was, this guy split. Okay, he escaped from Iowa, and in the beginning, it says deputies in Rock Island County, Illinois, got help from an unlikely source in capturing this guy who escaped from Iowa. So they end up getting a phone call from a guy who says that he's being chased by a pack of coyotes, like 20 to 30 coyotes. And when they get out there, this guy is writing stuff on a piece of paper, because I can see his video, and he's putting up nasty messages about me. I dig it, though. That's why this is fun. I don't even know where I was at now.
Something about a video about the escapee from...
Oh, yeah. There's no actual video. That's the only thing that kind of sucks, is that there's no video, which makes me sound lame, because I'm technically saying that I really don't want to read it.
Exactly. Good story, dude. Good
yeah. Story. So... this guy calls saying that he's being chased by 20 or 30 coyotes. And when the officers get out there, it turns out that this guy who escaped from prison was the caller saying that he was being chased by 20 or 30 coyotes and needed help.
So were they like animal coyotes or people that were human trafficking?
They were animals. like Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Well, we just had a new restaurant open up in my area that is a Mexican establishment. It's a Mexican restaurant, and they named it Coyotes.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe they named it after this fool who escaped from prison and called on himself, and he got thrown back into prison.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What a dumbass.
That's funny.
All right, next call. This one is actually a call that we can listen to. This one's a funny one.
Not just a story. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want to read. All right, here we go.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
On top of the Glacier Brew House.
What's going on up there?
What's going on? I just got dive bombed and attacked by two seagulls. It's just shit. Over me and my dog, and apparently a lady walking by says they've been up there all week doing that. Killing people, attacking people with dogs. Two seagulls.
Why are you calling 911 for this?
Well, what are you guys going to do about it? Don't they do anything about nuisance birds?
No.
Who does that?
Nobody, sir. Walk somewhere else. Goodbye.
What did she say?
She says, nobody, sir. Walk somewhere else. Goodbye.
Walk somewhere. Okay. I missed the whole what she said. Nobody, sir. Walk someplace else. Oh, people, you just wonder. How? And another thing is, how can they keep, I mean, how do they not laugh? How do you not laugh at that?
You bite your lip, I guess, because I would be busting up, man.
I would too. Like, really? You got shit on? You're calling 911 because a seagull shit on you.
And his dog. Don't forget his dog, dude.
And his dog. And his little dog, too.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Seagulls don't discriminate, obviously.
Yeah, they're equal opportunity shitters. Oh, wow.
I just love the ending of it when... Let's see. Let's play that again.
Nobody, sir. Walk somewhere else. Goodbye.
Walk somewhere else. Goodbye. That's the best. I mean, whenever I would take calls that were that stupid and I would have to laugh, I would flip my phone or my headset up so that I could turn my head. Yeah, exactly how you just did it. Yes. So that I could turn my head and just start chuckling because, I mean, what can you do? There's nothing else you can do. It's like,
oh my God. Idiots. It's like, you are calling me for that stupid shit. So, oh, that's funny though. Hilarious.
Have you ever taken any calls where people have called because they were pissed off about their order?
No,
like
I have
at a
not.
Restaurant or something?
No. Where I come from, we only had like one fast food restaurant before I came down here. So it was, we didn't ever get that. It was where I dispatched before I came down here was very rural. And we didn't have a whole lot of calls like that. And we just had calls about animal stuff. So we didn't really have anything where people call about their orders. They've had a couple down here, but I don't remember really any of them, or they're not really that worthy.
How about domestics, which, and I'll say this right off the bat, domestics are never funny, but sometimes some of the situations within that, especially if there's no, you know, no violence or anything, if it's just verbal, I'll say that if it's just verbal, some of it can be funny. And there's one call on here, an article actually, it's from West Palm Beach, Florida. And this one is actually from that first affiliate that I said, but they got theirs from WPBF. And this one is actually an ABC affiliate. And this one, they're talking about a man who's arrested after repeatedly making false 911 calls and reported to police that his wife had thrown out his beer.
Aww.
And I wish you could see the picture because this dude looks like a douche. And he just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Why would you call?
Okay. I don't know.
So let's say I'm getting into an argument with my wife and stuff and I want to get her back without being violent or anything. I'm not going to, for
I'm
me,
call
it would
911 for it.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't call 911 and say, you know what? She's taking all my beer. She's throwing out all my beer. Come and do something to her because one, it's fake. So I'm going to get hit for that. And two, it's just stupid. I would rather leave the toilet seat up and be like, yeah, gotcha.
In the middle of the night. So when she goes to sit down, oh, I fell in. So it was, like PAPS or something like.
You know, it doesn't even say, man. And I can only imagine that this guy's last name or his guy's first name is Bueno.
I know.
So I'm thinking
pretty
it's
sure it's
like
probably not Corona.
No, it was probably like a real cheap. I can't even think because they're all pretty good. Probably like a. No, I was going to say Dos Equis. It looks like he would take down a Dos Equis at least, even though it's more of an expensive one. The way his picture looks, he looks kind of douchey, so he'd go for Dos Equis. I don't always call 911, but when I do, it's because my wife is throwing out my beer.
We've got a guy that used to be a deputy that I know. He would, in his type of call, his reports, he would always like really like go above and beyond, and he would like put name brands and stuff. If somebody was like saying, oh, she threw out my beer, he would put out, she threw out 24 bottles of Bud Light or whatever. He would, you know, he'd always want to make sure that everybody knew exactly what was going on. So
that's like if somebody puts something in the narrative, you have to read it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's funny.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you've got to try to dispatch it out the best you can. And
yeah. Yeah. When I first started, you know, people, there was one BOL that was put out or a BOLO, exactly. Depending on where you're at, BOLO or BOL. It was about this this drunk guy that was shitting on people's driveways. I don't know how he was pooping that much, but he was
like just walking down the road. He's like, oh, look.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, I'm going to do it right here. And so I had to give that out over the radio. And they were, my partners were telling me, you've got to say it the way I put it in the narrative. I'm like, no way, man. I'm like, I'm not going to say it. So I switched the shitting to defecating.
Oh, there you go.
Which then ended up somewhat worse because I was getting heckled on the radio by the officers. They're like, what does that mean? I was like, it means pooping.
Speaking of, did you know that there is like 13 tons of
poop
excrement on Mount Everest? Did you see that?
What?
Yes, it was on the internet last night. It was on Yahoo last night. There is like 13 tons of shit on Mount Everest because people climb it and they just leave it there.
Oh my God!
They're not like dogs and put it in a bag and take it with them.
What the hell?
And then, so I was texting a friend of mine last night, and I'm like, just weird, out of the blue, I told her that, and she's like, oh well, did you know that there is 2 teaspoons of feces in every hot tub? I'm like, oh, because people don't clean good when they go to the hot tub.
Dude.
I know.
That's gross. So
that is disgusting.
Would that be the same thing or even worse at a hotel?
I'm thinking that. I think that's probably what it is more like hotels.
Good.
So, you know, there's 13 tons of human waste are left on Mount Everest every year.
That is nasty. So there you go, yes. Folks. You've heard it here first.
Yes, exactly.
Jeez.
And then there's 2 tablespoons of feces in a hot tub just for being stuck in butt cracks.
Well. Oh, man. Yeah. Never trust a fart or a dingleberry.
Never trust a fart.
Because then it turns into a shart, possibly.
Exactly.
And there's where those 2 tablespoons come from.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I'll never eat moose tracks again.
Never eaten what?
I said I'll never eat moose tracks again.
Oh, and I am never going to a hot tub in a hotel. So this weekend when I go to the hotel, I'm not going.
Oof.
So
that's gross.
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
Along with this call about this guy and his wife and beer and stuff. Kind of went off on a...
Sorry. I just...
No, that's good. That's what makes this fun, because that's how you know this is real and not scripted and we're not being robotic douches.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So this... I when I was talking about domestics never being funny, there was one that I took, and I'm sure I've told it before. I've talked about it before. I mean, we're 80 episodes in. This is, you know, 79, and so I've probably told the story before.
So did you, like, forget how to count? Is that why we went to...
No. I had planned on doing 79. It's just that when Steve was his availability, he was able to do it before other episode. So once I recorded it and I was playing it back and editing it and getting it ready for the following week, I thought, dude, this is too badass to not post. So I had to post it up. I mean, that guy's story, and he's got tons more stories too that we were talking about. I was like, okay, we got to do another episode and talk about, you know, the stuff that he's been through. So, yeah, no, I didn't forget how to count, jerk.
Okay, just wonder, just making sure.
But I took a call once. It was a domestic, verbal only, and this guy, he was about 40 or 45 years of age, and his girlfriend was about 65, if I remember correctly, and he was just pissed. He was they were living in a camper, in back of a friend of his house. So they were out in the woods, kind of in this camper. And he was calling because they were arguing and stuff, and he wanted her removed. Well, I can hear her in the back. It sounded like she was missing teeth. Like, you can tell when people are missing teeth.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And she's yelling at him and stuff. And he's like, I just can't take it anymore. I just need somebody to come out here and remove her. And he's like, what? And I said, what is going on? And he says, she's throwing out my spam. She is throwing out all of my spam from my home.
And, spam.
And she's yelling at him, and she's yelling, and she's like, you don't eat the shit anyway. You don't eat it. Oh, and I was like, sir, I'm really sorry that is happening. Just stay separated. And he's like, no, I want to go and make sure she doesn't throw out any more of my spam. And I was like, you can't go over there. I said, it's not that important. He's like, it's my food.
I got to have my spam.
Oh, man. Yeah. So like I said, it's never funny, but sometimes in a non-violent, only verbal domestic some of those things can be funny, because where else are you going to hear two people arguing, one who has no teeth or maybe Indian corn teeth and is throwing out their spam?
Indian corn.
That's right. Indian corn teeth. That's like meth mouth.
Yeah, or summer teeth.
Summer teeth.
Yeah, some are here, some are there.
That's like a butterface.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
Sheesh. Oh, man. Okay, so.
Crazy.
One last call that I want to talk about here is out of South Carolina. This one was on the Huffington Post. And it says that a mother in South Carolina called sheriff's deputies on her son this week after finding porn playing on her living room TV.
No.
So what do you do for that? It says that according to the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, deputies were dispatched to a residence Tuesday afternoon after a distraught mom called 911. She stated that when she entered the residence, her 15-year-old son was in his bedroom, reads the police report.
In his bedroom?
Yeah, and her daughter, who I guess is like 2 years old, turned on the TV that was in the living room and porn was playing. So apparently...
he was interrupted when she came home and he didn't get to turn the channel.
Yeah.
He didn't get to turn off the DVD or whatever it was.
That's like back in the days of like Skinemax.
Exactly.
And HBO and having that cable box that had three switches. And if you click on one of them, you know, all you see is the snow of the Skinemax, right. But you're like, hell yeah.
It's good enough.
Yeah. Like a GED. Good enough.
Good enough diploma.
Oh man, so you take that call, Rob. You take this call from this distraught mother talking about finding porn on her living room TV that her son left there. What do you do?
Ask her what it was. Who was in it? What their position? No, I you just like, ma'am, what do you want us to do? I mean, how old is your son? And I mean, you can't say, what do you want us to do? Come over and shoot him?
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God.
No, you just can't. You just another thing. I don't know. You just like, ma'am, there's not a whole lot we can do with that. I'd suggest you take care of it yourself. And, you know, if anything further needs, just call us back. You can't do anything with that stuff.
Right. And I don't know. Okay,
I don't know why people call on that stuff. I really don't.
I'll put it this way. Do you think, or what do you think happened from the time that you and I were growing up, were like hardcore parenting? My parents would have never called 911. They would have just whipped my ass.
Exactly. Mom and dad had a paddle that was like an inch thick, made out of a 1x6, and
good Lord.
It's like, whatever. It's I don't know. It's one of that.
But what do you think happened between the time that we grew up to the time now, where it seems like society sees everything and they think that you need to call the police for everything, you know, like stuff like this, which ends up tying up all kinds of resources, right, where they could be sent to other places where bigger emergencies, you know, are going on. But there's people calling in because they can't control a 4-year-old, or they
exactly. It's still the everybody gets a trophy, and everybody does the, you know, where everybody gets their. What am I trying to say?
I don't know, but you're trying to be as PC as possible.
Exactly. Everybody's just trying to make sure everybody's happy instead of taking matters to their own hands. And well,
literally.
It yeah, exactly. Because when I was little, if something like that, I'd have got my ass beat and there wouldn't have thought anything else about it.
Right. And to go along with that, it's when we say our asses beat, there's a difference between discipline and actually getting beat. And this was actual discipline. So, you know, in case anybody's listening, they're like, well, we don't beat our kids. We don't do that. Well, that's not what we're saying. We're talking about discipline. Over.
Right, not just
yeah.
getting the hell beat out of it for no reason, but like I screwed up and I'm going to get my ass handed to me when I get home.
Right, yes, exactly.
Or when my dad gets home or mom gets home or whatever, because I screwed up.
Oh man, dude, my grandmother, she was the best granny ever, and she was the nicest granny. But if you didn't listen, oh man, there was only one time that I can remember. And it was my brother and I were up on this willow tree and we were climbing and she kept telling us to get off and to get off and to get off. And we were being little shits. Like I remember like it was yesterday. We were being little assholes and we finally jumped down and she's like, oh, telling us in Spanish, look at that, you know, that switch. She goes, let me see that. I was like, oh, okay. Like a dumbass. And I break off a switch and she clocked my brother and I on her shins. Because we were wearing shorts. It was summertime.
Yeah.
And she whipped our little legs, man. Oh, man. And she's like, that'll learn you. That'll learn you.
That'll learn you. You get your ass beat. That'll learn you.
We listened, though. We never did it again.
Exactly.
Or at least not when she was around.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, where's Granny? Granny's not here. Okay, we're good to go.
So going into the wrap-up of this, the 15 years that you've done this job, and, you know, all the time that you were in dispatch and everything else, for people who are listening to this, the calls that we've gone through and, you know, ridiculous calls, silly calls, what advice, if you had, or that you have, if any, to give any dispatchers out there, new or seasoned, that, you know, if they dealt with a ridiculous call like this, what should they do?
You just stay calm, try to get people the help that they can, and don't laugh at them, because this day and age, everybody gets fired when that stuff type happens.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you just deal with it the best you can and move on and do your job. That's all you got to do. That's what you can do. It's not like it was when you've got your 20-plus year veterans, which I actually this year have three people that are celebrating 20 years in dispatch this within like a month of each other this year.
Damn, good for them.
It's not like it was when people started. Now you've got to, people are will call in and complain about anything, and you've got to make sure that you just are politically correct and you provide that best customer service that you can, and just go about your job and don't laugh at them. Tell them you'll get them help, or you'll always get it off of your back. You know, if you can't do anything, get it off your back and put it on an officer and let him talk to an officer. So
boom, there you go. All right, man. Well, awesome. Thank you very much for joining me on this episode. This was great. It was almost an hour episode.
I know. I see that. I'm reading that. That's awesome.
Craziness. It didn't even seem like it. That's what makes it so fun. So we're going to have to do this again, man.
Yep.
And like I said, thank you for being on. And for those listening, if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, what do I always say, Rob, when you're on? Or if Rob pissed you off?
Oh, yeah. If Rob pissed you off, please email the podcast at WTTP.
Yes. Or something like that.
At gmail.com.
So I bring that up because that was something that I started. I said that once, and then ever since then I've been saying it just because it's funny. And then I think you even asked too. You're like, did I say something? And I'm like, no, dude, I'm just giving you shit.
Yeah,
I just thought it was funny.
I know how people get, and they get all worked up, a bit out of shape, and this is a fun thing. I mean,
yeah.
If people are thinking this is all going to be puppy dogs and rainbows, it's not the way it is. So
right, that is not dispatch.
Have a good time. So
yeah, exactly. So if anybody has anything, you can email the show, and that's wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 901 podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And this will be up and available 24/7 on the jabberlog.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud. And what else is there? There's a lot of places that you can hear it. So, which is good because, you know, you can hear it everywhere. And I already said the jabberlog.com. So, yep, that's all there. That's all good. And once again, make sure that if you are either within Indiana or surrounding states, check out INA.org, INNEA.org for the 2015 Indiana NENA and APCO Conference and Trade Show, which is going to be coming up. That's April 13th through the 17th. 13th and 14th is going to be pre-con classes. And then 15th through 17th is going to be the rest of the conference. So head up the website, check it out, and register, and we'll see you out there. Have a good one, everybody.
See ya.